You are listening to the Mosaic Church Podcast. We hope you're encouraged and challenged to deepen your connection with God and others as you're equipped and empowered to build your faith in Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Have you ever been burdened? Has something or someone just laid heavy on your soul? Just think about that for a second. We say things like, my heart is broken. And while it may not seem literal right at the time, myself and others would tell you, I mean, it sure feels pretty real when that happens. A heart can surely feel and technically experience weakness after severe emotional stress, heartbreak. And in the same way our heart can experience brokenness emotionally and even physically sometimes, our souls can actually experience burdening as a result of carrying a load emotionally. And this weight is what we see God actually calls us to carry for and with others. So I'm Bria LaCour, our campus missionary here at Mosaic Fort Worth, as a lot of you know, with Every Nation Campus, also known as ENC, yes. And we're continuing in our sermon series, as you can see, where we're examining what it looks like to live at the heart of Christian community. So the Bible mentions several one another's, right? But what do they all mean? That's what we're kind of exploring. So let's dive into what it looks like to bear one another's burdens. So Galatians 6:2, our scripture for today, says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." This is a really short scripture for today. You're welcome. I mean, there's more later. But a world of meaning actually is behind it. So let's break it down piece by piece. First, the scripture calls us to bear one another's burdens. No, not the noun, the animal bear, but the verb bear. So some translations actually also say carry or share one another's burdens. In the original language, Greek, this word is bastazo. Everyone say that. Just kidding. It's used throughout scripture. Other parts of scripture usually communicates these kinds of things. To take up with the hands, to take up in order to carry or bear, to put upon oneself, to be carried, to bear what's burdensome, to carry on one's person, to sustain, to uphold, support, to bear away, carry off. So by definition, it means to lift, literally or figuratively, endure, declare, sustain, receive, to bear, carry, take up, all these things. And the Merriam-Webster definition of the English word bear is to carry the weight of, to support, to endure an ordeal or a difficulty. Okay, but bear what? What are we supposed to bear now that we know what bear means? So back to our scripture in Galatians 6. It says to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So Paul says we are to bear one another's burdens, okay? In Greek, this word for burden is baros, and its use throughout scripture communicates a shorter list: heaviness, weight, burden, trouble. So by definition, this word means weight or load, sometimes figuratively, and unlike other similar mentions in scripture, this one right here in Galatians is particularly excessive or extreme in weight. And the Merriam-Webster definition of this word is a heavy load, also pretty short. So what the scripture is saying is that we, as spirit-empowered people in Christian community, are to actually carry the weight of, support, endure, take up one another's heavy load, so to speak. And in doing this, we will fulfill the law of Christ. I mean, shouldn't we desire to fulfill the law of Christ? I mean, I want to. So we have to understand what exactly is this law. So if we actually look at one chapter before this in Galatians, the chapter right before, chapter 5, we see this in scripture, verse 14. "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." That was more than one word, but let's break it down a little bit. Here, Paul is actually quoting Jesus in saying that the entire law, so the Old Testament scriptures, the Torah, is fulfilled in this one word, love. He's saying that love is actually the law of Christ, and this law of love is fulfilled when we bear one another's burdens. So earlier, I started off by asking if you've ever been burdened, if you've ever experienced great heaviness in your soul. For a lot of you, something probably came to mind, either past or present, maybe difficulty in your finances or at work, relational issues within your home or your family, maybe sickness, yours or someone else's, or in your emotional life. I know for me, some things came to mind. I mean, I'm going to be honest. As a single 30-year-old woman, I thought my life might look different right now. Like, there might be some different things happening. And that has caused heaviness in my soul sometimes. And unfortunately, life, our life, this life, is not without its challenges or heaviness like that. But if you call yourself a Christian, then you actually decided one day that you would no longer be self-reliant or self-sufficient in these things. First, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." When we come to Christ, we actually find a spiritual rest for our souls, is what he's talking about there. When we receive him, we're also given his Spirit, who gives us the power to endure and overcome. And also, he gives us one another. Galatians 6:2 shows us that we have the capacity and actually the responsibility to help one another, especially when the burdens become unbearable or overpowering. So, okay, what exactly can this look like for us, right? So let's look at a biblical account that is a beautiful picture of, I think, of Galatians 6:2, and you can find this in Luke chapter 5, starting at verse 17, ending with verse 26. It says, "Jesus heals a paralytic. On one of those days, as he," Jesus, "was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. And behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. But finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said, 'Man, your sins are forgiven you.' And the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, saying, 'Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' When Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered them, 'Why do you question your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.' And he said to the man who was paralyzed, 'I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home.' And immediately he rose up before them and picked up what he had been lying on and went home glorifying God. And amazement seized them all, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, 'We have seen extraordinary things today.'" So imagine what could have been necessary to lower someone through the roof of a house. What would it have been like to be that paralytic man? Maybe this has been his whole life. Maybe this has been all that he's known, right? What would it have been like to be his friends? They, in their desperation and his greatest need, quite literally carried him from wherever he was. I don't know how far it was, it doesn't say, but imagine carrying your friend through the streets, all of that, no protection on your feet. It's a lot. They carried him from wherever he stayed up to the roof of this house. They made sure they found some kind of way to get on the top of the roof of this house, and they lowered him down in, made it possible. See, to me, it seemed like they had to have longed for this healing for their friend. They had to have been burdened and carried this with him. They had to have been so grieved for him. You saw how even one of his friends, or you can imagine one of his friends even getting emotional over all this, over seeing something like this. They all said they walked away in awe and amazement. They couldn't believe what they were seeing, right? They had been sitting there with him in this for so long. His burden actually became theirs too at this moment. They were at the point where they would do anything to see him healed. Tear up some tiles, whatever they needed to do to get him there. Anything to see his head lifted high, to see him not walking in shame anymore. So much so that they weren't even afraid to shake and quite literally tear some things up, tear the roof up. The possibility of a vibrant life of healing for their friend was worth a little holy and unconventional tactics like breaking apart a roof. Don't worry, that was easily repairable back then, but all this they did for their friend. To see him walking through the crowd, I imagine that crowd that he walked into was this community that he's known and that he's grown up in. If you caught it, actually in verse 23 of that chapter in Luke, Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. Because there were actually beliefs at the time that insinuated that something like being paralyzed was actually maybe because of your sin or because of the sin of your family, right? Your sin of your parents. I wonder who in that community that he was walking through actually believed this and actually ostracized him, or maybe his family, whether it was due to their belief or even due to their inability or lack of desire to empathize and stand with him in deep pain, limitation, grief, that they just couldn't understand or relate to. But his friends, they might have stood with him when no one else would, if we could imagine that. For us as Christians, we face the same choice. Will we stand and bear the burden of those that we may not fully understand? Will we allow a difference in experience to hold us back or isolate one another? I hope that us, when given the opportunity to be either the paralytic's friends who bore the burden or those in the community who maybe remain distant from him, that when given that choice, we would be those who draw near and bear the burden. And I also imagine a different outcome, him never being healed on this side of heaven. How would they have walked with him? How would they have borne that burden? Would they stay present on the good days and the bad days? The days that were easy for him to have hope, or the days that hope was harder for him to come by? The days they even had their own burdened hearts because of what was happening to their friend. Like this man, maybe less obvious than a physical condition, we all carry burdens. Everyone does. Sometimes literally or within the physical, and sometimes figuratively or within the soul. And like him, we have others who are called to carry the burdens with us, and we are called to carry the burdens of others ourselves. We are called to, like Galatians 6:2 says again, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Here at Mosaic, there are a few ways we can do that. One, if you feel led to make this church your church, we would love to stand with you in all stages of your life, heaviness included, no matter what's happening, whether it's here on a Sunday or in weekly prayer or in smaller groups and discipleship happening within our community throughout the week. We want to walk with and stand with you. And if you're already apart, maybe this is just the encouragement that you needed today to either invite those within this community into those hard places, or for you to offer to help carry the load of another. Additionally, even here in the city of Fort Worth, there are so many opportunities to fulfill the law of love and bear the burdens of others that maybe we don't even know, we don't see on a Sunday or never would. Whether it's within the school district or with the unhoused, in your neighborhood or your community, we have God's Spirit to help us carry the loads of others. After all, if you really have confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, stop trusting in yourself and turn towards and start trusting in God alone to save you, your sins are forgiven. And he's freed you from the weight and the consequences of sin, and you've accepted the sacrifice for yourself. Then you've been given the gift of eternal life with God, abundant life here on earth and after. And with that, you've been given his Spirit and become a part of his family. So you don't have to carry anything in your own strength or alone. We can bear one another's burdens together as Jesus did for us. So in reflecting on all this, let's go into prayer. And I would like to pray for multiple groups of people, whether you're that person who is like, man, there are some things going on, and maybe in this moment you realized it's been more heavy than you imagined, you know, and you're kind of realizing that through us talking about this, and you want people to come alongside you. I'll pray for that, for Jesus to be with you in that. And then if you're that person who's like, man, this is kind of a great call. Like, what am I supposed to do? How do I step in? How do I love someone that may not be reciprocating that back? How do I bear that burden with them? Then I want to pray for you that you would actually lean into God, lean into the Holy Spirit who gives you the power to be able to do that. We don't do this on our own. It's not in our own strength that I'm standing with someone else, but it's in God's strength that I'm able to endure, to bear with friends. And so let's pray.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you've been blessed by today's message to go forth and make disciples of Jesus in all nations. If you found value in this podcast, subscribe and share it with those you meet where you live, work, and play. Connect with us online at mosaicchurchfortworth.com. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.